You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's Kevin Sheehan on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
So yesterday afternoon, John McClain, longtime Houston Chronicle writer, wrote that there is a trade in the works between the Miami Dolphins and the Houston Texans for Deshaun Watson. And you, Brendan, you can take it from there as to who then reported that a part of the trade or a byproduct of the trade could ultimately be Tua Tagovailoa to Washington.
So after the McClain story came out, there was a report that Houston has no interest in Tua. And a guy from Houston, Cody Davis, I guess he's a Texans beat reporter, said that he was hearing that it would be a three-team deal and that would send Tua to Washington. And that was later confirmed by Benjamin Albright from Denver. He's a national reporter, also does.
Who always reports on Washington stuff.
Yeah, I don't know how he gets that. But
yeah, me neither.
That's interesting. But, I mean, he does a lot of, like, around-the-league stuff, too. So he reports on that, and he says that he's hearing Washington is in the mix. Denver also in the mix. And then all the beat reporters come out about 30 minutes later and all say, yeah, this isn't happening. No truth to the rumor.
Yeah, our beat reporters. Washington's beat reporters.
Yes, the Washington beat reporters all said that there was no truth to the rumor. Meanwhile, another national reporter, Albert Breer, confirms that Houston has no interest in Tua. They're looking for a third team for the trade and wouldn't be surprised. He didn't say Washington, but said wouldn't be surprised if Tua is ultimately moved. So there are conflicting reports. Washington is the Washington beat reporter is obviously getting it from sources inside the team. So, you know, that's where we stand now.
Yeah, I told you this morning before the show started that you let me know what was going on. I was sort of out of the loop social media yesterday, not paying attention after the Hopkins stuff for a number of reasons. My dog's in the hospital. The dog that I tweeted out about a couple of weeks ago, and so many of you had so many nice things to say about my dog Lainey. She's going to be fine, we think. But she was in the hospital yesterday at the vet hospital, and she might have to have surgery today. Anyway, I'm not going to bore you with my personal life stories about my dog, even though I love her dearly, and she's very much on my mind this morning. Anyway, other than that, I saw this morning when I came in, I saw that all the beat reporters had shot it down. Now, there are a couple of things to this. Number one is, personally, and I've said this for a while, I don't know how anybody right now could trade for Deshaun Watson. I don't know what the price is. Remember that at one point, their GM, Casario, was asking for like three firsts, two seconds, and a player. You know, it was an outrageous price, which, by the way, before the whole happy ending stuff broke, I would have been all in for it. I mean, I still laugh at some of you who said, absolutely not on Deshaun Watson, and even more so on Aaron Rodgers. Really? Well, you were right about Watson, but you didn't know why you were right. And who knows, maybe he'll be exonerated. But there, remember, while there were many civil lawsuits filed against Watson, there were more recently some criminal complaints against him. So I don't know how you trade for Deshaun Watson if you're not entirely sure that he isn't going to jail or isn't going to be suspended for a long period of time. You know, that's number one. Maybe the Dolphins understand what the Watson situation is, or maybe they will get Watson at such a discounted price that they're willing to roll the dice on something like that. I don't know. Because the first thing is, let me be clear on this. If Deshaun Watson is going to be cleared of all of these charges, or he's just going to settle all of these civil cases, and he's going to be available to play football in the NFL, and you do your due diligence, and you think it's worth taking a risk on, that's my number one. If I'm a Washington football fan, which I still am. Now, that's number one. How is that trade going to happen with Deshaun Watson's current state right now? The second part of this is that Tua to Washington, my immediate reaction was what it was a while ago, because this isn't the first time a Tua to Washington rumor hit. Remember, we had this like a month ago or 2 months ago as part of another story. I can't remember what it was. My feeling in the 2020 draft was 100% no on Tua for two reasons. One, the hip injury and the uncertainty of that. And number two, I was much more in favor of drafting Chase Young at number two. That was the dilemma, and it would have been the dilemma for a lot of teams in that draft, is you had a defensive player that was one of the highest-rated defensive players in the last decade available at the top of the draft, and the next quarterback in line, which was Tua Tagovailoa, it was not Justin Herbert for almost every team, was coming off a serious injury. So for me at the time, it was a no-brainer, Chase Young. You know, if Tua had been healthy, totally different conversation. But I was totally in favor of and supported what they did, which was draft Chase Young. I was not a big Justin Herbert fan coming out, so I was not one of the very few, because some of you have claimed that this was your position. I'm not going to debate it because I don't know who you are and I don't know what you were saying. But most people were not talking about trading back and drafting Justin Herbert. In fact, Justin Herbert went where he went because he wasn't considered to be in the class of Burrow or Tua. So that was my position then. My position now is different. It's different because you don't have to use the second overall pick on Tua Tagovailoa. My position right now is we don't have a quarterback. And the quarterback and finding a franchise quarterback, not just a franchise quarterback, a truly elite franchise quarterback, is about the only chance, other than the owner selling the team, that this organization has of becoming a sustained success. It's not going to happen with a great coach. It's not going to happen with a great defense. It's not going to happen with a great roster that doesn't include a great quarterback. There are two ways moving forward the Washington football team develops into a winner. And that is Dan sells the team, which really doesn't seem to be very likely, or they stumble onto a Peyton Manning franchise, 15-year franchise quarterback that masks all of the other unsavory parts of the organization, and they win despite all the rest of it. So keep swinging. You've got to find the quarterback. You've got to take big swings. I love the swing at Matt Stafford. I think they should have swung bigger. I think they should have taken an even bigger cut. They didn't have Goff to offer. They didn't have a quarterback, a starting quarterback, to offer back to Detroit. And as we found out after the fact, the Lions were really trying to do, for whatever reason, I think they really loved Matt Stafford. They decided that they wanted to send him and trade him to a place that he wanted to go. Now, ultimately, Sean McVay and the Rams, Les Snead, the whole group, they made the best offer. And their offer blew away Washington's offer, which was, you know, a first and another pick, another mid-round pick and potentially a player. I think that's what we found out the offer was. It wasn't what was sent by the Rams to Detroit. But I love that they were thinking that way, Brendan, in the offseason. You know, they ended up with Fitzpatrick. But they were exploring lots of different things. Did they swing big enough for Stafford? I guess they could have made an offer that Detroit couldn't refuse. But they didn't do that. And maybe that's what it's going to take, especially in this organization, if they're going to go the trade or free agency route. It's going to have to be 30% above retail, which used to be Dan's standing offer back, you know, from 2000 to 2010, 2009. It's one of the reasons they won so big on so many players so many times is they paid 30% above retail. There was no haggling on anything. Bruce was the haggler. Bruce was the guy that, you know, basically got a great deal on average players consistently throughout his tenure. You know, absent of the deals that sort of fell into his lap, like DeSean Jackson, Josh Norman, and then he did trade big and then pay big for Alex Smith. But for the most part, Bruce Allen was, you know, a bargain basement shopper. He was much more proud of himself when he got a player who was average for a great deal. You know, those average players don't help you at all win. I'm all for continuing to swing and find the quarterback. To me, I would give up a second for Tua, and I wouldn't think twice about it. Would I prefer a third? Well, of course. You know, if really the price you could get him for is a third and a fourth, of course I'd prefer that. You don't have to give up a first at this point for Tua. In the 13 games he started, he hasn't played well, and he's been hurt. Now, I would suggest to you that it is far too small of a sample size for a guy with that level of talent. And I would suggest to you that he's played on a bad offensive team. It's not like they've had great skill position players all around him. You know, the game Sunday morning that the Dolphins lost to the Jags, he may have had his best game, certainly his best half. Because I was watching that game and I'm like, man, Tua looks sharp today. Because this was his first game back after another injury, you know. But he had, I'm pulling up his stats right now, 33 of 47, 329 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception. He was moving that team. He had a bad interception. I saw the interception, 62.3 QBR, 95.1 passer rating. That might be, honestly, is it possible that that's the best game of his career on Sunday against Jacksonville? Not necessarily the kind of opponent you want to say great game against, but I think he had a good game
against Kansas City last year.
He did?
Yeah. I'm going to look that up real quick.
Am I like a massive fan of Tua's performance so far? No, I'm not. But I understand that this guy is a talent, and he's started 13 games, and he has started 13 games on a team that hasn't had like loaded offensive personnel. And I also understand the risk from an injury standpoint, but you know what? To me, a second rounder would be worth that risk. You know, and if it doesn't work out, you swing big on somebody else. By the way, if you did trade for Tua, at this point, this organization shouldn't pass on a quarterback in the draft that they like. You know, if they like Kenny Pickett from Pitt, and they're going to I like him. I like him a lot. I like Matt Corral a little bit. I mean, I don't think this is going to be a great year for quarterbacks, at least the way they're analyzed, but that doesn't mean anything, really. We'll see, but your chance, people, is to land somebody who ends up being able to mask all of the other issues in this organization that keep it from winning. You've got to get one of these things. You've got to have a quarterback in this league. Look at the whole, we're going to build it block by block, brick by brick. We'll get the quarterback when the time comes, when we're ready for the quarterback, because we'll have the defense in place, we'll have the offensive line in place, we'll have all the skill position players. What does that even mean? You went after Matt Stafford big time. You didn't offer Detroit a fourth for him. You offered a first, a second, and like a player, or a first and third and player, whatever it was. You were serious about Matt Stafford. You actually told Mike Silver you thought you had a chance of getting Matt Stafford until the Rams came in. So this notion of this is what we're doing, we're building the foundation, and then we'll address the quarterback at the right moment. No. What do you mean you'll address the quarterback at the right moment? What does that even mean? Like you'll just go to the quarterback tree when the time is right and pick the best one on the tree? This is a 1 in 4 shot, 1 in 5 shot in the draft. And so, Tua, yeah, for a second, of course I would do it. And then I wouldn't stop there. You're not giving up a first. I would not give up a first. I wouldn't give up a first and a player. I don't think, by the way, that's what it would take at this point. I think the injuries alone drop his price tag significantly. That's my feeling on it. You keep swinging until you get one at this point. It's your only hope. It is the only hope we have of a sustained opportunity to be a competitive team in this league. A great coach, a great defense, a great offensive line is not going to do it without the quarterback. It's just not. You might be able to have a good season, but it will not make you a sustained winner. This has been something that it's the thing I've harped on over the years. A good season does not make you a good franchise. Washington has been a terrible franchise, even though they've had like two or three decent seasons. Not great season. They haven't had one great season since 1991. It's really amazing. 30 years since their last great season. I'm not talking about because of the Super Bowl. I'm talking about a regular season. They haven't had one great regular season since 1991. They've had a couple of decent regular seasons, and pretty much all of them came with late season runs where just everything broke right for them. And then what happened? Well, they didn't have the quarterback, and so therefore they couldn't really get it done in a postseason game, or they didn't have something. I haven't asked you, Brendan, what would you do with Tua if he were truly available?
If Tua were actually available, I think I would do like a Sam Darnold type package, like a 3 and a 4. I wouldn't offer more than that. I understand why people would want to. I also think yesterday I saw on Twitter a lot of people like talking down about how Tua has played so far. I feel like people don't truly understand how awful some of his receivers were at the end of last year.
Right.
Like, I'm looking at the Kansas City game.
Give me the list.
So, first of all, in the Kansas City game, he threw for 316 yards, 28 of 48, two touchdowns, a pick. Also had a rushing touchdown, 24 yards.
That was correct me if I'm wrong, but that was not a blowout game.
It was not. It was, it was at one point 30 to 10 in the third quarter, but then the Dolphins scored.
Okay, well, then
the Dolphins
then maybe
made it
a lot
33-27.
Okay, go ahead. Keep going. Who were his receivers that day? Gesicki was the tight end, and I like him a lot.
Gesicki was the tight end. He had the two receiving touchdowns.
Okay.
His leading receiver, Lynn Bowden Jr., who
I believe
is still on the Dolphins but is not playing.
He was a quarterback.
Yeah, he was. Well,
he was a receiver that played some quarterback. Yes.
Yeah.
Keep going. Who else?
His number two receiver was Mac Hollins. Mm-hmm. And then his number three receiver was a mix of Jakeem Grant and Malcolm Perry. And they also mixed in a lot of Adam Shaheen and Durham Smythe. Because as you'll remember, they were playing three tight ends most of last season and not giving Gesicki the full job. So if you look at that, and Gesicki was in and out of the lineup. I'm looking through the game log. He was in and out of the lineup. So for most of the final stretch that Tua started, he was throwing to Lynn Bowden Jr., Mac Hollins, Jakeem Grant, and Malcolm Perry. And then two tight ends who were not very good. And on top of that, they were shuffling in running backs because all of their running backs got hurt. So they didn't have Miles Gaskin. They didn't have their backup, Salvin Ahmed.
In the Kansas City game you're talking about. Because they did have him in that game at the end of the year against the Raiders when Tua got benched for Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, so they were rushing out DeAndre Washington, a journeyman, Patrick Laird, who I believe is on the Dolphins practice squad, and then they had, that's it. Those are the only running backs they had. I believe they also worked in... No, they didn't have Ahmed at the end of the season anyway. So they had no offensive help. I think I am talking myself more into Tua the more I'm looking into this. I'm not thrilled with the idea of trading for Tua. I think they should have taken a quarterback in the last draft. I think you and I can both agree on that. They should have done something to get up to get one of the quarterbacks. Because as you've talked about, this year is a down year for quarterbacks. We've talked about Rattler. He was the consensus number one pick coming into the year, benched. Sam Howell, the consensus number two guy.
He stinks.
I mean, he has played so poorly. UNC has been
zero interest in him.
And then outside of that, it's Malik Willis. He hasn't played great this year. He's putting up good stats, but it's at Liberty, and he's not playing great competition. And then outside of that, you're looking at Kenny Pickett, who is doing
I like Kenny Pickett a lot. I'm starting to really like
fifth round guy to jumping up into the first round. I'm not always thrilled with that type of guy. Matt Corral, I like a lot. I just don't know.
Do you have a problem with Kenny Pickett's age? Is he old? Is that what your issue is?
I think he's 25. I like Kenny Pickett.
How old is he?
I think he's 20. He'll be 24 at the start of next season.
Okay.
I like
Kenny Pickett a lot.
I like Kenny Pickett too. It's not that I'm against him. We've never seen him really open up an offense. Yeah. And I don't know if that's just Pitt scheme or if that's him or what, but he is athletic and I do like him. I'm not thrilled with Matt Corral's durability. I feel like he gets hurt all the time.
He did, but I love him. Last week.
He's only like
180 pounds. I could be wrong about that, but look it up because I think he literally is like 180 pounds.
I'm probably wrong. 202.
Okay. He's bigger than I thought. What's his height?
6'2".
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Kenny Pickett is a solid dude. I mean, he's 6'3", 220, and by the way, can move. So I think he's becoming my favorite quarterback. I think, look, the quarterback conversations that we have about college quarterbacks and projecting them to NFL quarterbacks, and then when we get to the draft, and then talking about last year was a better quarterback draft than the upcoming one, we really have no idea. The quarterback thing is the biggest roll of the dice that there is in the NFL draft. Was it five that got drafted in the first round last year? How many quarterbacks got drafted in the first round last year?
Five.
Three out of the five minimum will be major league journeymen or just outright busts. Two of them are going to work. And by the way, one of them is going to be Trevor Lawrence. That's my guess.
I'll be honest. I kind of like all five. They've all looked pretty good at times.
Okay. Well, we'll see, because that would be the aberration. That would be the major aberration in terms of the hit rate on a draft. And sometimes it's the quarterback drafts that you're not expecting to be very good that turn out to produce them. Here's the bottom line and the final takeaway on Tua. To me, he is a talent. Okay, none of you are going to talk me out of the fact that he's not talented or he can't play the position. The health thing is a concern. His performance through 13 games is a concern. Brendan just laid it out, and I said it earlier, he has not played on a very good offense with very good position players. But if you're talking about a second, not the number two pick in the draft, I'm all in. I want to keep swinging on quarterbacks. It's the only way out of this thing in terms of having a legitimate, sustained possibility of winning. Unless, of course, the parade-worthy event happens, and that is that the owner sells the team. All right, let's take a break. Be back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.